flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ross down there in the Big Easy game coming up in 4 days. It really is getting close. Coming up shortly here, what Jason Kelce said it was recently about Mahomes and the Chiefs. Also, Lurie on Sirianni. Some very interesting audio. We'll get to that shortly. Patrick in Tabernacle right now. Good morning, Patrick. Patrick is not there. We go to let's go to Scott in King of Prussia. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, team.
What's up, Scott?
Oh, super excited. I don't know. Everything's kicking in this morning.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
There is nobody.
It has hit you. The immediacy of this thing is upon us.
There's a new, something new in the air, man. I woke up with it today. I got it. There is nobody on earth that can guard Jalen Smith one-on-one. Next, we are going to, Monday after we win this game, Carter? There's going to be a new State Farm commercial with Jalen in it and with Saquon in it, and you're going to see Jake wearing green. Next, Eagles win the game 31-24. And coming out of the locker room to start the game,
yep.
Bring us out, Doc. Now, here we go. Come on. Play it. Oh.
It's not working, Scott?
Oh, it's not working.
Oh,
well,
a misfire.
No.
A misfire.
James,
you
got
you
to
blow.
I don't remember your song,
you
got
to blow the whistle
blow
on
the
yourself.
Blow the whistle. Yeah.
All right, Scott.
Blow the whistle is the song.
Oh,
that's
gotcha.
Like the Eagles song.
So. I gotcha. All right, Scott. Entertaining phone call right there. All right. So the Chiefs obviously posed a great challenge, there's no doubt. One of the things we were talking about earlier today is, are we as a fan base underestimating KC? I believe we are. Now, I'm picking the Eagles, but I noticed that everybody's picking the Eagles. And on a point spread in which Kansas City is favored, it strikes me as I hope we're not falling into that trap of let's pick our team because they're our team. We've done it before. Look, I picked the Eagles primarily, I'll give you three reasons. Offensive line, Eagles. Running back, Saquon. And defense, Eagles. Those are my three main reasons. But I acknowledge the Chiefs very much could win the game. I get a little frustrated sometimes when I hear people say, there's no doubt the Eagles are going to win. Well, no, there is some doubt. I mean, if there's not, I think you're delusional. But, look, it's tricky. Kansas City's great. Jason Kelce was with us, I guess this was last week, I believe, and he talked about the greatness of Mahomes through the prism of, you know, the all-time great quarterbacks. And we had referenced before what you're about to hear, Mahomes and Rodgers and Brady and, you know, some of the Manning, some of the all-time greats. He brings it back at the end to Mahomes and Tom Brady. Here's Jason Kelce with us last week.
All these guys are so, so good. And they've all had seasons where maybe one season stacks up better than some of these other quarterbacks.
Yep.
But, you know, I think...
Do you think Brady's
good? The level of consistency at which Tom and Pat have done it in the year in, year out winning. I mean, the Chiefs were just in their seventh AFC championship in a row.
Yeah.
They're going to their fourth Super Bowl in 5 years.
That's right.
Yep.
I mean, what in the hell? That is outrageous. That is an outrageous level of success at the highest level where you're competing against the best in the world every single year. And I think, you know, now, it's not all Pat, of course. Like, there's Andy Reid over there. There's a great team that they've been able to keep together. And then Spagnuolo coming at the downside of, like, the offense that was the stuff, like, ridiculous numbers.
Yeah.
Has really picked up a lot of slack. But, you know, as far as a guy who finds a way to win, as far as a guy who is continually getting it done, I think those are the only two that I've ever witnessed do it at this consistency, which I think you have to say those are the best two.
All right, that's again, that's Kelsey talking about Brady and Mahomes there at the very end. Jason, we're here in Philly. You're there, down there where the game's going to get played.
Ross.
Ross, who did I say?
You said Jason.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. Ross, what is the I want to say general consensus. There's probably not one. What is the, who are people picking down there? The media members, the NFL staffers that you're friends with, who are people picking?
Yeah, I think the Chiefs. Yeah, I think most people are picking the Chiefs. I find this fascinating because I think you guys know on Tuesdays, okay, I do the betting podcast. It's called Even Money, okay? I thought this was the craziest thing I've heard. My co-host is a professional sports bettor. He said, the Eagles have the better team. The Eagles have the better roster. But we all know the Mahomes deal at the end. He's literally, you know what he's betting? Mm. He's betting the Eagles to win the statistics. He's betting the Eagles like the over in their statistics, but not for them to actually win the game. Like this is,
no,
I don't ever
way.
Remember this, right? Where people are like, they're the better team. I'm going to bet on the Eagles to have more yards and more this and that, but I'm not going to bet them to win. He also made a very interesting point that I didn't even think about. Who do you guys think is a better team, the Eagles or the Bills?
I lean toward the Eagles, but I think it's very, very, very close.
I think the Eagles are a better team. I think the Eagles are clearly a better team than the Buffalo Bills. That game, the AFC Championship game, Bills-Chiefs, that closed pick'em. That game was at Arrowhead. So how does the Buffalo Bills at Arrowhead in Kansas City, that game closes a pick'em, and yet on a neutral field, the Eagles are underdogs by a point and a half? Something is off there. Something doesn't make sense because I think the Eagles would be favored over the Bills on a neutral field. So I don't know how that works or why that's the case, but that's not logical. I mean, they're basically saying if you give home, even if you just give home field advantage a 2-point thing, they're basically saying the Buffalo Bills are 3.5 points better than the Philadelphia Eagles. That's not right.
Yeah, I don't think it's right either. The one thing I'll say is I think there's a lot of people nationally this year that thought this was the Bills' year. You heard that from frickin' July. But I agree with you. It is inconsistent, Ross. Let's get to Gary right now in Whitehall. What's going on, Gary?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Well done. Let's go, Birds! Well done, Gary.
Listen.
Yes, sir. I always love the transition from, like,
Psycho Gary to, like, come. All right, here we are.
You know,
let's
you go
talk,
from, like, the guy that's WWF.
Frothing at the mouth.
Yeah, and now you're just a doctor giving a diagnosis. All right, Doc, give us the diagnosis.
Listen, David Slade Goliath. The 2017 Eagles took down the dynasty of Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. There's not going to be a three-peat.
By the way, this isn't, you know, the Eagles aren't David. I want to start.
I don't get that.
Yeah, that's not, like, to me, this is.
This is two of the best teams, the two best teams in the NFL going at each other.
Yes, correct.
And the Chiefs just have more experience, obviously, winning the Super Bowl.
Yes, correct again.
This year, the Philadelphia Eagles are dynasty busters. Dynasty busters. It's taking down the Chiefs. It's going to be a close one. It's not going to be a blowout. I don't know where these people think, you know, they're going to win by 15, 20 points. They're out of their mind. But I have a question for Ross.
Go for it, Gary.
Go for it. I'm ready.
Yeah, I need to talk to the PA Hall of Famer there. How worried and how concerned is everybody going to be with Travis Kelce? And you're going to leave Noah Gray down the seam.
All right, Gary, before Ross answers that, give me an answer here. What song should the Eagles run out to?
Let's go some Snoop. How about some gin and juice?
You got it, Gary. Appreciate it. It doesn't pump me up enough. It's an all-timer. It doesn't pump me up enough. Ross, what's the way for Vic Fangio to deploy his 11 players, you know, especially those on the back end, to deal with the complexities of what Kansas City can present?
Yeah, so that's actually a really good question also, you know, by the caller, because here's the thing. You know, the Eagles want to be in nickel the whole time, right? They love Cooper DeJean. They want to be in nickel. the Chiefs employ a lot of two and three tight end packages. So what you're really doing is, because he mentioned Noah Gray, okay, and he was talking about Noah Gray in the passing game, and Noah Gray is a competent player as well. But what I think is more interesting there is when they have multiple tight ends out there, you've got seven big bodies blocking. Cooper DeJean has to become a linebacker, right? Like he's
but he's great at that.
Well, right, but that I think it's interesting that the Eagles are going to stay in nickel. They're not bringing a third linebacker on, especially with N'Kobe Dean hurt. Yeah. They're going to stay in nickel. I think it puts him in a good spot because Andy Reid does not want to run the ball. It's not what he wants to do. And I think even though they could have an advantage trying to run right at Cooper, if he has to be like taking on tight ends, I don't think Andy will do it. Hmm. I do think they'll have a better plan for Kelsey than they did for Zach Ertz. You know, I mean,
I
thought Zach Ertz ate up the zone. I thought Zach Ertz, you know, he was covered man-to-man by Blankenship a number of times. I think a couple times it was Gardner Johnson.
They were okay with letting him catch the ball. They were okay with letting him have that stuff underneath, like, hey, all right.
And a lot of that was late when I felt like the game was over.
Okay, but listen, how many points did the Commanders score? 23?
Mm-hmm.
And they had four turnovers.
Yeah.
Like, people, we lose sight of that. They fumbled three times and threw a pick at the end, but they still scored 23 points. I know the Eagles won, but the Eagles won because the Eagles scored a lot and because of the turnovers. You can't let Travis Kelce every third down get the 8 yards necessary. I've heard a lot of Eagles fans, oh, they let him have that. Well, you can't let Travis Kelce just catch the ball whenever he wants for first downs. You'll never get him off the field.
I agree.